Again, welcome all. I appreciate you being here, taking your time to be with us this afternoon to learn more about the RTOT grant application opportunity that the county has available. So welcome to the kickoff and overview. As I mentioned, as we get started, please put your name and organization or business in the chat so we have record of that. And also please mute your lines. The grant opportunity can be found at loudoun.gov grant opportunities. I will put that in the chat so people have access to that. You'll find the application manual at this location, as well as the link to the application itself, the online application. Next slide. Hi, Robin, welcome. We're just getting started. If you could put your name and organization in the chat, we'd appreciate it. And please mute your lines. So just a quick grant purpose and overview. The program furthers the board's funding policy of providing opportunities to strategically and proactively impact tourism in Loudoun County. The purpose is also to enable targeted investment in high priority tourism projects that advance Loudoun's strategic tourism objectives and to maximize tax relief to the general fund by increasing restricted transient occupancy tax revenues. This program is designed to support local tourism initiatives and events that drive tourism to Loudoun County. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Daryl Simpson, who is overseeing this project and is our grants analyst. Daryl.
Hi, everyone. Again, it's Daryl Simpson. I'm the grants analyst with Loudoun County grants team. I am facilitating the RTOT program this year. You'll probably notice that a lot of the emails and communications come with my signature attached. So just put a name to a face to that name. I will remind everyone, the overwhelming majority of the information we're going to cover is included in the grants manual, which is linked here and also at the county's webpage. And also, as questions arise, if you just want to type questions in the chat, we can stop as needed to address questions before we get too far ahead or behind or otherwise. I would like to say that I appreciate everyone showing up today and displaying interest in the RTOT program. Some names I recognize and remember, some that are new to me, which I'm very proud of. So I'm glad to have you guys here. And we'll roll on through this. And we'll start with the eligibility criteria for FY25. The RTOT program is open to any nonprofits who operate within Loudoun. It's also available for townships and municipalities within the county and any businesses that operate within Loudoun as well. Next slide, Tracy. There is an extensive list of allowable and unallowable expenses. Primarily what we're looking for in terms of expenses for this program is creation and distribution of any promotional materials related to a specific event or an overarching initiative that your organization may have with the goal of increasing tourism in Loudoun County and spending from people who are visiting. We're also looking at the development and execution of any data collection methods. So one of the main tenets of the RTOT program is to gather usable data and analyzing that data on individuals, families, groups who attend Loudoun County for your events and initiatives. To that end, we require a lot of data collection in terms of reporting on outcomes of your event or initiative. And we, part of the program would be to help supplement those methods, whether that be through surveys, questionnaires, mailers, if you want to use an online program that helps you collect data, SurveyMonkey, things like that. Those are all allowable expenses. Marketing and advertising expenses kind of speaks for itself. Any promotional marketing and advertising initiatives that you take are allowable expenses under the program. That will include any print, digital, or social media campaigns that you may choose to use through any local or even far-reaching newspapers, websites, our social media sites, Facebook campaigns, however you outline that in your application. Community engagement and development of local partnerships. This is involving other organizations in your event and working in partnership with other organizers or businesses on outcomes that would drive people. So if you're going to have a food truck vendor, somebody that comes to your event, those can be allowable expenses as partnerships for the event. Any public relations, which kind of speaks to what we talked about before with your print and social media advertising campaigns, all those are allowable under this grant. Tracy? On the flip side, there are a few unallowable expenses just related to the statute that approves the RTOT program. Some of those, and this is not an exhaustive list, would include any debts, donations, entertainment costs that has come up in the past. RTOT cannot fund the contracting of entertainment artists and things like that. It's for the organization and execution of the event itself. Any fines or penalties, I don't even know why that's in there. I don't know why a fine or penalty would be included. Any brick and mortar expenses, that's also something that tends to come up. RTOT cannot fund any sort of construction or creation of settings or stages or anything like that for events. We cannot be involved in permanent structures or semi-permanent structures. Again, the allowable and unallowable expenses are listed in the grants manual. If there are specific questions on that, we're happy to answer those as they come up. So just as in FY24, the maximum award for the RTOT program is $25,000. Per application. Of course, it doesn't mean that you have to ask for that. It all depends on what is included in your budget and how that is justified through the application process. But the maximum award would be $25,000. And a little more background with the events and initiatives. The RTOT program considers an outside visitor to Loudoun County as anyone who travels at least 40 miles, with their origin point being at least 40 miles outside of county borders. We're also looking at the number of overnight stays at county lodgings. That can be hotels, it can be Airbnbs. Those would be something that you could strive to collect through the data collection as part of any surveys or after action reports for people that have attended your event, trying to capture that information. And we're also very interested in those people visiting the county and the spending that they do, the patronage that they provide to not only your event, but restaurants, gas, any other expenses that they might incur while they're staying here, hopefully for a couple of days. So those are all things that we're looking at capturing as part of our data collection efforts. All right, Tracy? And my screen just died. Here it is. So a little bit about our funding history. The program originally kicked off in FY19. We showed some growth over the first year of the program, and then unfortunately we had a pandemic get in the way. The program was put on hiatus for fiscal years 21 and 22. We came back with a vengeance in FY23 and got a lot more applications and were able to award a lot more organizations last year. I believe last year we had 17 organizations apply and we awarded 14. So it's a pretty good percentage of applications that get approved historically. So we're just continuing to look at growing the program year over year and making FY25 the most successful year yet. A little bit about the timeline, which has already started. Applications did open last Monday, the 8th. We are open for technical questions for any applicants through the 22nd. So at any point, if you need to clarify anything about the application process, the review process, eligibility, allowable expenses, and things like that, you can email grants@loudon.gov, and that information will get to myself, Barb, and Tracy, and we'll respond promptly. Today is our technical assistance training to clear up any questions and welcome those who may be new to the RTOT process to the grant and to answer any questions that may come up pre-application. The deadline for applications is going to be May 3rd at close of business or 4 o'clock p.m. Promptly the next week, we will start our review process with the intention of finalizing our reviews and preparing our recommendations by the end of May. These funding recommendations are approved by the Board of Supervisors. The first step is for those recommendations to go in front of our Finance Committee, which will be the July 9th meeting this year. And once that goes through the Finance Committee, full recommendations will be presented to the Board the following week. You will notice that the grant performance period does start July 1st. So if your event happens to take place, say, over the 4th of July holiday, it will still be eligible even if the actual recommendations aren't approved until July 16th. I know that may throw some timing questions in there if there are questions regarding being funded, but it is retroactive to July 1st and through the end of the next fiscal year in June 30th of 2025. So now we're going to take a look at the application itself. And I have Tracy Alperstein here. She is a guru at our AmpliFund system. So she's going to talk through some of the ins and outs of the online application process. And I'll continue to talk a little bit about the actual sections of the application and where things need to be answered and what's required and whatnot. So Tracy, if you want to jump in.
Sure. Thanks, Daryl. And hi, everyone. Did anyone have questions prior to me jumping in while I adjust for sharing my screen? Okay, so before I get started, I wanted to put a technical assistance email, support email in the chat. Your first step, if you have any issues with the application and the quickest way to get in touch with us and try to get that troubleshooted is by contacting grants@loudon.gov, and the three of us can try to address your question first. But the AmpliFund, which is our online grants management system, they have a pretty quick support support desk. So I just wanted to put their email in the chat. And then again, if you have any questions at any point, You could raise your hand or put it in the chat. Okay, let me share my screen. And we will also have reference slides, and this meeting is being recorded if you have any questions. So if you're on the loudoun.gov/grant opportunities up here, you can scroll down and click on the online application. And then the manual that Daryl referenced that has more of the eligibility criteria is on that website as well. So I'm going to open this in a new window. So if you have not used the system to apply before, you will need to create an account in our online grants management system. So clicking the link will bring you to the opportunity details page. And here it has Daryl's contact information, the public link for the application, and some of the criteria that Daryl just went over. You'll go over to the apply button on the top left and click apply. This is where you can log in. If you have not applied before August 2023, you'll need to create your own account. So you could do that by clicking register. And I'm going to make an email. And then the password doesn't have any technical requirements. Then you can fill in your contact information here. What you fill in on this page will automatically populate in your application. So that'll save a little bit of time for you. Okay, so once you fill that in, you can click register. And then you'll see all of the licensing agreements from Amplifund. Once you go to the bottom, all the way to the bottom, there's a green button for I accept, and that's how you advance to the application. This will bring you back to the opportunity details page again, but you can tell that you're signed in right here. So you can also manage your account if there are more than one person at your organization that's filling out the application. You can change your password and everything. You would go click on your name and go to account information. This is where you'll go to see a list of applications that you have in the past. Right now it's blank. You can see your account info there, and this is where you can edit it. And then here's where you go to add users. If you are the one that created the account, you're automatically set to the organization administrator. And then you can click on add user right here assign someone else in your organization an editor role. And if you hover over any time there's an information icon, you can see the description. So basically administrators on your account can add other users and submit the applications. Editors just are, like the name, are able to edit, but they can't submit and can't add more people. And then there's some frequently asked questions too. Okay, so I'll go back to clicking the apply button. Does anyone have any questions at this point? I think I see messages. Okay. So this is where, and Daryl, I think I wanted to pause here for the opportunity details to see if you had anything to add on this page that I missed.
No, I think you've hit everything, actually.
Okay, great. Okay, so then the project information is the next section. And then you'll notice that sometimes I'll use the top bar to advance to different sections of the application. I find this faster. I wanted to remind you, though, to save your work frequently. You can always save and come back. Amplifund will kick you out of time out and kick you out of the system, and you'll have to log in again, and you can lose your work if you're not saving frequently. So the application name is required, and then the award requested field here must match your budget later. So, and I'm going to request the full $25,000. And then again, your name from the other section when you register automatically populates here. And then at the bottom, in order to get a check mark on the top, you have to hit mark as complete. So I usually do mark as complete, and then I click save and continue to advance to the next section of the application. While we're talking about the buttons here, I did mention saving your work frequently, but you can also download the application at any point in case some applicants like to read the information before they go through and sit down and apply. You can also save it for your records if you want to save your work in a PDF. And I just want to pause here for questions or if Daryl would like to add anything to the project information part.
Yeah, Tracy, I understand there may be, is everyone able to see Tracy's screen that she's sharing? And if you're not, the recording will be spooled up after the meeting is ended and will be sent to us shortly thereafter. And once that gets notified for us, we'll be sending the recording out to everyone whose organization, whose information I've captured here.
One other just point of clarification of the recording will also be found on the website, as will a PDF of the slides that we're showing you today.
Yep, thank you, Barb. And the only thing I think I'd add is, again, this project information screen is largely just to capture the amount of the award that's being requested and to get the information of the primary contact person. This will be the person who I will be communicating with most often on aspects of the program through the application process, through review, and then to award. So that's what this section of AmpliFund covers. Thanks, Tracy.
So you can click mark as complete. If you decide you're not done with any of the sections, always you can go back to mark as in progress. You can go mark as complete and then hit save and continue, and it'll automatically advance you to the next section of the application, which is laid out in the top as well. So I can go back to any section or forward. And that check mark means I did complete the section and click mark as complete. And then this application in particular only has one application form. So you would go to the RTOT Tourism Grant Program. It's a dark green that usually signifies a link with AmpliFund. So you can click on that.
Tracy, if you're completed one section and it shows a check mark, can you mm-hmm. still go back in and edit if you need to?
Yeah, so you could just, and again, I use the top to advance. So I'm back to project information. You can just click this gray button here and do mark as in progress. Okay. And then if you were to advance, like it doesn't have the check mark. So you could do mark as complete. And then I'll go back to application forms and click on RTOT Tourism Grant Program. Here, every time there's an asterisk, it denotes a required field. And I think I'll leave a lot of space for questions, but also for Daryl, if he wants to point out any questions in particular as I'm going through this. You can scroll through and we see here that we have the organization information and the authorizing official. And the applicant contact person should match what we collect on that project information page, a brief overview of the request. And then there's some information where we start to collect about the proposal.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it, Tracy. One of the other items that we do ask for in that section is whether or not you're a first-time applicant. We like to know who our new applicants are and who are returning applicants. That's not weighted, so we don't give priority to those that have been funded before or to new applicants. That's just for us to capture as far as our historical records for the program.
And I believe, Daryl, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no character limits set for these questions either.
I didn't set anything. I don't think Amplifund has like a self-imposed character limit. So feel free, write it out.
Yeah, and be as detailed as possible. Even if you think it's a little detail, that's obvious. Reviewers, the people who review the application, are instructed to just review the application. Even if they know anything about your organization, they score based on what you write in here. So the one thing I did want to show you is the upload function. It's just like adding an email attachment. Before I get there, though, Daryl, do you have anything to add about the other questions? Because I'm skipping over. Okay.
No, I think you hit on the detail that should be emphasized. The questions may seem a little mundane in parts, but we really are basing our recommendations on the detail provided as it relates to the criteria that we set, which is laid out pretty clearly. So if it's related to the question, please provide as much detail as possible. The reviewers are familiar with the criteria for the program, but that's what we're looking for primarily when we make our recommendations.
Okay, so uploading a file. So the required attachment for this grant is a marketing plan. And with these plans, please be as detailed as possible. So you'll go to choose file. You can double click on any, navigate to whatever folder on your computer that you need, and double click to choose the file. And then you can see that it is uploaded underneath. And that's green. If you need to delete it to re-upload a newer version, you can just click that trash can next to it. And this part here, we are collecting the budget information in the template. But if you wanted to upload an Excel version of your budget and provide a little bit more detail here, Daryl left that in there for you. So this part is not required, but the next budget section of the application is. Does anyone have any questions about that? Okay. Marcus Complete also serves as, helps you to identify if you've actually completed all of the required fields. So if you click Marcus Complete, any field that you didn't complete will have a red error message that says this field is required. Again, even if you haven't completed, you can hit save and continue. So if you want to come back to it later, and I'll refresh your memory with how to get back to an application after you've started one. You can hit save and continue in advance, but you can see here that the application form doesn't have a check mark. So this brings us to the budget template, which is newer for you guys if you haven't used the Amplifund grant management system before. So Daryl has put the expense categories For the budget, you can see also that the $25,000 that we entered in the project information form automatically populates here, and we have to get the budget cost to zero. To add in line items within the budget categories, you'll click the plus sign, and then the category is community engagement and partnerships. You can select here if it's personnel or non-personnel. You can name your line item here. Put the direct cost. And then this narrative section, in order for the budget to be considered complete, you need to have a narrative with each of the line items to be as detailed as possible. So if you're requesting screens for a film screening, you have to say how many screens you requested, the unit price for each screen, and just be as detailed as possible in the narrative. Okay, and then you can hit create. And then you can see here, I still have $4,000 left over, so it won't let me mark as complete yet. And then I'll just do 4,000 here. Detailed. Okay, and then now it adds up to 25,000, so that mark is complete. Stays there. The budget section, though, too, you can hit save save and continue, or come back to it later. So I'll mark this as complete, and then hit save and continue, and then it brings you to the submission page. If you have sections of the application that have not been completed, here it'll give you that red error at the bottom. You can see that the application forms doesn't have a check mark, so you can go back and fill it out. Once everything is filled out, you can click on submit, and this review button will say download. So you can, I definitely encourage you downloading your application for your records as well. Okay, so let me and then again, to get back to your applications from where you saved it, you can go to your name, go to account information, and then you'll see your application, any open application that you have with the county through this grant management system. You'll see here, and you just click on it and go back. And then again, you could do that like right after you sign in as well.
Tracy, will you go back to the budget for a second?
Sure.
Just want to talk a little bit about the categories. So the four categories that we included for funding this year are marketing and advertising, the creation and execution of data collection methods. Again, this will include any distribution of surveys, use of online collection software, any expenses related to event volunteers or others who collect data while attendees are at your event. We also have the community engagement and public partnership category, and then event-centric expenses. And that will include specific items like signage, promotional expenditures for the event. I will also point out that we can award the total asked amount for your event, or it can be funded in part. So just take that into consideration. There may be organizations awarded who are fully funded for what they ask for, and there may be some that receive less than they ask for. Just based on the money we have allotted and eligibility of expenses and things of that nature.
Errol, can I step in for a second?
Sure.
I just wanted to reiterate kind of what Tracy said earlier and Daryl as well, as for example, the event-centric expenses. If indeed you are getting signs, if you're getting 100 signs and they cost, what's that unit cost? To be as detailed as possible in your narrative piece of this. So I just wanted to reiterate the importance of that. Thank you.
And then Daryl did leave little descriptions of what could be included in each of the categories. Okay, I will stop sharing my screen at this point just to adjust to go back to PowerPoint. Does anyone have any questions while I'm switching back?
The quiet group. They're saving all their energy for the application itself.
So. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. We are very approachable. So if you have any questions, the grants@loudon.gov, you can definitely reach out to us there. Okay, Daryl, I'll pass it back to you.
Thank you, Tracy. So that is the application itself through the AmpliFund grant management system software. Now we'll talk a little bit about the review process. So again, the deadline for applications is May 3rd, 2024 at 4 p.m. The following week, we will begin our review process. We've selected a panel of 8 subject matter experts who will be reviewing all of our applications. The reviews for the applications are built on a Likert scale, with the overwhelming majority, all but one question, being 5 possible scoring options, 0 being the least desirable outcome, and 4 being the most desirable. That gives us, with a total of 13 questions, that gives us a maximum score of 50. For each application, so 12 questions at 4 points apiece, and then 1 at 2 points. So the maximum score will be 50. Any applications that receive 38 or more points by the review panel are considered strong candidates for funding. Those between 32 and 37 points are considered acceptable and would be eligible for partial or even full funding. And applications that score below 32 points would be considered weak applications and would not be recommended for funding. We will make every effort to fund as many events and initiatives as possible. However, the RTOT is a limited funding availability. Even a strong application is no guarantee of funding in part or as a whole. So just keep that in mind. All right. So again, Friday, May 3rd, by 4 p.m., our email is there. Of course, a lot of you have my personal email as well, so my personal county email. I don't want to get weird here. And then the review process will begin through the Finance Committee and the full board in July of 24. So shortly after, I'd say within a day or two of that board meeting, when recommendations are approved, we'll begin sending notification to those organizations awarded funding, and we'll start the MOU process to distribute the funding as appropriate. So that will be the next step. Somebody has to have something. This can't be that easy a process. I mean, I hope it is, but.
I just wanted to say one thing, if we hadn't said it already, to start your applications early and try to upload well in advance of the due date. This is a newer system, so if there's any technical glitches, we want to make sure to address them. And also there is a deadline for questions too, so about the content of the application. So we definitely want to make sure that there's a fair application process and you're evaluated based on the content of your program and application. So.
Yeah, I would like to say I started working with the RTOT program when it came off hiatus 2 years ago. And the diversity of events and applications and applicants has grown steadily over the last 2 years. Some of the questions I've received before the application process opened this year give me a lot of confidence in saying that it should be even more diverse and expansive, and it's going to do a lot of good for Loudoun County, and it's going to be a lot of entertainment and fun for people that come and visit. So I'm really excited to see what our application process brings this year. And what sort of programs we might be looking at funding. One of the other things I would point out is I know everybody submitted their name and organization. We don't have your email address, so if you do want the recording, please put your email address in so that I make sure I have that.
And again, Daryl, it'll be on the website, so even if we don't have it, they can find it on the website.
Correct. But that's all I have. So without any further questions, we can go ahead and get this wrapped up and have that recording sent out. And I really look forward to seeing what applications come through over the next few weeks. Appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy day and schedules to join us. Again, I see a lot of different names and organizations that have joined us today, and it really has me excited for this year's process. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, and we'll be in touch soon, and look forward to going through the process. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.